again, just a little kind of semi-technical note. The crucifixion of Jesus was a source of enormous scandal, puzzlement. And so that all of the evangelists and Paul, too, were at great pains to try to rationalize that, to make sense of it, to say, well, you know, this should not be so astonished. And Luke's typical way is to say, well, this was predetermined. God intended it. Well, okay, doesn't work. The business of determining God's will, as I'm going to come back to later, is a very tricky business. But what I would like to talk to about for a couple minutes is this business of the Eucharist, because clearly that's what this passage is about. They wanted to say that, I mean, the crucial line is, and he was made known to them at the breaking of bread, and they wanted to say that the Eucharist is the hallmark of the whole Christian thing. How do we know historically? Go back to Paul and the First Corinthians. We know that right from the beginning, these followers of Jesus celebrated the memorial meal. Paul, early, 20 years later, will say that this is a standard procedure. So, what is the Eucharist about? It is simply a metaphor of the very clear of Jesus. Namely, Jesus is now universally available in the form of bread. I mean, this was the Jesus of history. This was the Jesus who, in that fairly shocking metaphor of Baudelaire, the French poet, was the great prostitute, made himself available to everybody, was open to everybody. And that kind of universal availability is what is expressed precisely in bread. I mean, the most common and universal form of nourishment. And so, like, as in the reading last week, these people were convinced that God has raised this man who behaved in that way, who was universally available. So the Eucharist is the prolongation of what Jesus was about, and that's what we Roman Christians have been saying. Yeah. The Second Vatican Council talked about the Eucharist as the heart and soul of the Christian faith. And it is true. I've heard all kinds of people saying, I would leave the church if it were not for so, especially today, I want to talk about that in the context of what's going on in the church. But what have we done to the Eucharist? This symbol of the absolute accessibility of God in the form of bread. I mean, there's all kinds of history between the time Luke wrote this and us. And the major things, of course, was the great attempt at reformation of the church in the 16th century. And the Eucharist became one of the multiple bones of contention between Father Luther and Rome. So that the Eucharist, in a certain sense, because of that being the object of argumentation for us, became somewhat distorted, in that the Eucharist, instead of being this universal accessibility, became this holy thing. So we get out of that benediction, the veneration of the sacrament, the feast of Corpus Christi. So the Eucharist's symbolic sense has changed, and then of course we've also encased it in the clerical past. The confection of the Eucharist is now the special province of males. And only males. And not just any males, but males who somehow are elevated to a higher state of being. Notice what's happened. What's supposed to be the prolongation of Jesus in the world is becoming more and more exclusive, exotic, esoteric. And not just any male, but now some of the males, it's the tempting.
doing, it seems to me, more and more removed.
And absolutely subject to, of course, the hierarchical powers, who's going to determine who's going to get ordained and who's not going to get ordained. I mean, I know several of you were in the Senate at one time, and if you recall that experience, the great terror was, am I going to get kicked out or not for doing something? And so my 8.5 years, and she's given 7 years to deliver, and this is not exaggerating, under regime of fear, this constant surveillance, which, as Donald Cousins pointed out in that article, has created a kind of culture of secrecy, of concealment. So here we are today, at this moment in the Church's history, with astonishing things going on. The Cardinal Archbishop of San Francisco clearly saying, we ought to talk about the ordination of married people. We ought to re-examine celibacy. The diocesan newspaper in Boston making the same point. 70% of the Catholics in the Archdiocese of Boston now calling for the resignation of the Cardinal Archbishop there. Because, it seems to me, you can make a logical deduction from all the secrecy, concealment, power, esotericism surrounding the Eucharist into the sad spectacle we are today. So we now see that maybe celibacy is not so sacred a thing. The ordination of married men, even women, is now becoming thinkable. And I want to suggest it's become thinkable totally in line with the very nature of the Eucharist in the first place. Not the Eucharist, which is our Eucharist. It's not the special province of me as clergy. The capacity to do that within the community extended to everyone. We are no longer an immigrant church, quote, where the clergy were the only educated, sophisticated people. There's enough medieval church. Oxford and Cambridge and the University of Paris were set up in the 11th, 12th centuries precisely to build a clergy who could read and write, you know, and the rest of the people could not. Well, we are not that kind of church today. That may have made sense in those days, but I put it to you, it does not make sense today. And again, the evidence for the problem that we have made of the Eucharist is, I think, very guarded. I remember vividly when the altar was turned around and people could take the Eucharist in their hands, which they still do not do at the seminary here, but as if people thought there's some kind of desecration. We can all feed ourselves. We do not need to be fed. And the gesture of taking the Eucharist in the hand, I think, was renewed in the church precisely to restore and demystify which we have so profoundly mystified in all kinds of ways. Something with celibacy, clerical caste. Footnote, Jesus did not come to establish a new caste. A lay person, a regular standard issue Jewish male. So, are we recognizable in the breaking of bread today? This becomes the question. Or has the breaking of bread symbolism been so altered, even distorted, that it's not accessible? There was a statement from Colonel Ratzinger several years ago that the mystery of the Eucharist
now that everything is in the vernacular and the language of the people, when the confession of Eucharist does not take place behind behind somebody's back. And so he wanted to send you all to the fact that we have to restore mystery.
I agree.
We have to restore mystery. But the question is, where does the mystery lie? In a language that is unintelligible? In gestures that are not even able to be seen? Or in the fact that these people want to break down every conceivable barrier between us and everybody else? And if you look at the world today, where we are re-tribalizing in all kinds of places. What is the mystery? What is the symbolism? What is the sign? How is the Eucharist to be nourishment for this world? With nothing else, the present non-stop series of scandals in the church are to get us thinking again.